to another episode of Daily Parliament Discussion. This episode is all about global warming and how it affects us. To talk to us today about global warming, we have two special guests in with us today from the National Global Warming Society. Please welcome Alexandra and Teresa. Woo! Yeah! So, to start us off today, what really is climate change?
Climate change, or global warming, is when our planet heats up. Unfortunately, rising temperatures don't just mean we'll get nicer weather, if only.
The changing climate will actually make our weather more crazy and unpredictable.
That is really interesting, but what causes climate change to occur?
That's a great question. There's one way called burning fossil fuels. Over the past 150 years, industrialized countries have been burning large amounts of fossil fuels, such as oil and gas, also known as the greenhouse effect.
Greenhouse effect? What is that?
The greenhouse effect is the same thing as burning fossil fuels, except a more scientific word. So basically, it is another word for burning fossil fuels.
Another way is farming. Just like us humans, when cows eat, methane gas builds up in their digestive system and is released in form of a fart. This might sound funny, but when you imagine that there are almost 1.5 billion cows releasing all that gas into the atmosphere, it sure adds up.
Nice one, Teresa. Are there any other ways to make global warming?
Yes, deforestation. Deforestation is when trees are cut down and burned. Then carbon is released into the air as carbon dioxide. And this is how deforestation and forest degradation contributes to global warming.
So what is the Australian government doing about it?
The Australian government tracks our emissions of greenhouse gases, such as carbon dioxide and methane, through national greenhouse gas accounts. The Department of the Environment and Energy publishes regularly quarterly updates on Australia's greenhouse gas emissions.
Wow, that's fascinating. The Earth has had many tropical climates and ice ages over the billions of years. So why is this so different now?
Well, this is because of the last 150 years. Human activity has meant we're releasing a huge amount of harmful gases into the Earth's atmosphere. And records show that the global temperatures are rising more rapidly since this time.
A warmer climate could affect our planet in several ways: more rainfall, changing seasons, shrinking sea ice, and rising sea levels.
But how does it affect our wildlife?
Climate change is already affecting wildlife all over the world, but certain species are suffering more than others.
Like polar animals, whose icy natural habitat is melting in the warmer temperatures. They are partially at risk. In fact, experts believe that the Arctic sea ice is melting at a shocking rate, 9% per decade.
It's not just polar animals. Also animals in the apes, like orangutans, which live in the rainforests of Indonesia, are under threat as their habitat is cut down and more droughts cause more bushfires.
So have there been any protests on global warming in Australia?
Yes, many by young Australians, such as...
There was one on the Rising Tide, a Newcastle-based crew, have organised actions to build pressure for a shift from coal dependence. In February 2007, more than 100 small and medium crafts, including swimmers and people on surfboards, gathered in the harbour as well as on its shore as part of the peaceful demonstration. No one was arrested, even though the group attempted to surround a large freight ship as it entered the port.
There was one in 2005. Greenpeace activists chained themselves to a loader in a Gippsland power station coal pit.
Interesting. Is there any more?
Yes. Some young Australians from Australian Student Environment Network, ASEN for short, shut down two coal-fired power stations in October 2007.
Wow, that's so fascinating.
But many more protests were smaller, that is not as major.
So how much does our government spend on preventing climate change?
The government has promised $2 billion over 15 years to top up the emission fund and has been renamed the Climate
Solutions Fund.
However, only $189.1 million will be spent the estimated period. Who in our government is trying to help stop global warming?
As we know, Tony Abbott is against global warming and lost his spot in the parliament to Zali Steggall.
While Zali is all for helping to prevent global warming.
That is a lot of interesting information. Thank you once again, Alexandra and Teresa, for coming on this show.
It was our pleasure. Thank you for inviting us.
Yes, Alexandra couldn't have explained it any better. Thank you so much for having us in today. It was such a treat. Don't forget to tune in on Monday night for another episode of Daily Parliament Discussion. And that's it, folks.